Blog Talk Radio.
Talked it now, but your mic's all kinds of messed up, sir. You're broke. You're coming in broken and retarded.
Okay. How's that? Is it a lot better now? Or?
It seems to be. Seems to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll sit in this spot. But anyway, you know, we were talking last night about the rumors with Russia, you know, typing it on our military with the bad stuff. Well, I couldn't find out. New York News is responsible for leaking that. Somehow they got a hold of some classified information that they must have had.
Yeah.
So, and so this is proven to be bullshit.
Joe, you're breaking up again real bad, brother. You'll have to do something different.
Uh-oh. So anyhow, hopefully this is better. I don't know what it is. That may be my internet too, so because it's pretty windy out. But anyway, yeah. Russell. So you know, with all this bullshit going on and everything, and you know, I don't know what to think anymore, man. I mean, you know, I'm there. What about you, man?
Yeah, Joe, you're gonna have to call in, brother. That mic ain't gonna work.
All right. All right, let me call in and go ahead and take it, Russell.
Got it, people, and welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Glad y'all are here joining us this evening. I want to give a special shout-out to Parler, which is an awesome new Twitter-style platform that doesn't censor you. You've got freedom of speech on there, and I want to say thank you to the Parler family. It's been absolutely awesome. Got 400 followers at this point. And all that tells us, ladies and gentlemen, is y'all are some very sick and twisted people. Some of you fuckers on here are beyond needing Jesus, okay? We're going to have to go all the way back to the Norse mythology to find the specific pagan god to fix y'all shit. But thank you. I appreciate you, and I love each and every one of you. And, yeah, Joe, as you were saying earlier, it's just crazy out there, man. I'm just, I was sitting here watching news feed on a couple different deals I follow, man. It's just nothing but more violence, assaults on white people. Apparently, they like picking on elderly white people. But, yeah, Joe, this is completely getting out of hand. Joe, are you there? Well, I'm sorry. I guess Joe's having technical difficulties on that. But as I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you know, it's just getting crazier by the day out there. This isn't going to stop. And please understand that these aren't riots, okay? These aren't riots. These aren't protests. What we have... Hey, you made it back, Joe? Joseph? Joe? Anyway, as I say, what we have here...
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now, man.
I'm here.
Okay. What I say, ladies and gentlemen, is what you need to understand is this is no longer protest. This has gone beyond a riot. This has been a well-planned and well-funded black op by the deep state. And for those of you who don't know who the deep state is, I'm pretty sure we've taken the time to tell you who they are. But in case you're new or don't have a clue or anything like that, the deep state consists of embedded bureaucrats who've been in their positions for decades, who have seen presidents come and go, AGs come and go, the heads of their department, CIA, NSA, DHS come and go, but they've been there, and they survived, and they've been there for decades, and that's your deep state. They think they know what the country needs better than you do, and they think they are equipped to run it, okay? So that's your deep state, okay? Then we talk about the establishment. We're talking about your status quo politicians. Democrat, Republican alike, seriously, there's no two-party ticket anymore. There's really not. Joe, are you there? Joe, looks like we lost Joe again. I'm sure he'll pop back in. But as I was saying, you really don't, okay? Over the last 40 years or so, and I know you get tired of hearing the word, but there's really no other word that describes it other than systemic corruption that has infested our government. and it's just not the federal government, ladies and gentlemen. This is going on in your state, your county, and your city. It has become the norm to rob from the taxpayer and the citizen, okay? You know, people are, well, you know, Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, please, okay? The Republicans are just as complicit in this. Truly are, all right?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you are, Joe.
That's something to do. I don't know if services are acting up or something. It took me forever to try to get in. So, but anyhow, I don't know where Virgil is. He's disappeared on us again, but I think he might be on the road. And there's a man.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say earlier, brother, is that with all this BS coming in, you know, New York Times spreading this false rumor, even Intel agency said, you know, they don't know how New York Times got a hold of classified information.
Well, we know how they got a hold of classified information. The deep state, they constantly leaking this stuff to give the Democrats ammunition to work with. Have you heard anything come out of the deep state that was leaked that hurt the Democrats?
Right. That's right.
No, you haven't. Right,
yeah,
so,
there we go.
You know,
and
boom,
it's got to be.
Go ahead.
And it's got to be somebody that's connected to the Intel department that's leaking out. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look.
So I have to agree with what you said yesterday on that because I was thinking about it. Well, maybe Trump and them planted this to find out who the leak is. Possibly.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, every time something happens, you know, somebody's always going, it's part of the plan. And I just honestly think this is just your deep state hearted work still trying to push this coup through to get rid of this president. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Justin, we've been watching this and we've called this from day one, and it's gone beyond the last level of absurdity, man. I mean, it is just—I don't know how. What would you describe it as? I mean, beyond absurd.
Well, in my personal opinion, I'd say just get ready to bend over and kiss your ass. You know, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's how it's looking. With everything being played out and everybody falling for all this second wave pandemic bullshit again and, you know, all this other stuff. And I was reading some articles last night. I'm trying to get it confirmed, they removed the article. So I don't know if it was true or not, but they removed it off the quick as soon as they posted it. But the United Nations is planning on July 30th to elect the one world leader.
I saw something like that somewhere too, and I don't know if there's any validity to that or not, like you were saying, but it's
funny how fast that disappeared though, just and everything. But these guys, who knows, Russell? Who knows with these sons of bitches? Who knows? You know?
Well, yeah, you know exactly. You know, it's become so absolutely unreal. Absurd doesn't describe it very. I don't know. Maybe like one of those bad 80s surrealistic paintings or something like that. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And of course,
and we're not even close to November yet. You know?
And like I was saying earlier, Joe, was just checking on some different news and stuff like that. And the violence, these people, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, have absolutely lost their minds. They are assaulting white Americans, Trump supporters, They are openly assaulting them, and apparently these cowards love to pick on elderly people.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
what
the majority of it is, you know. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, and you can call me what you want, but fucking black people have absolutely lost their fucking minds. Right down here in this little gritty town, League City, sheriff went to do regular, you know, stop and stuff like that. And before you know it, there was a crowd there, and this guy was telling the sheriff how he's going to whoop his ass, and where's Black Lives Matter, and da-da-da, all this, man. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Right. Well, you know, it's basically like these Democrats or some of the Republicans, you know, supporting these people or giving them the permission to go out and kill. They can kill us, but we can't kill them. Have you noticed that? If we lay a finger on them, you know, like that married couple trying to protect her property, even though they were liberals, a liberal themselves, a Democrat, they felt threatened, you know, and everything. Well, now they're in hot water because they tried to protect their own property. You know? What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
But they're a fine example. They're a fine example of what we're talking about. There you are. Mm-hmm. You have two liberal Democrats, probably never owned a weapon before in their lives, probably anti-gunners. Just looking at the way they were holding the weapons one thing or another, you can see they've never had a day of any kind of training, and they wouldn't have lasted 10 seconds, all right?
Well, the way she was standing there holding that gun, you know, waving it around, and he was holding his AR, you know, and there, you could tell that they weren't trained. You know, a lot of people were discussing that, you know, and everything. So it's like another put on to blame for the Second Amendment rights to have him taken away. Another stunt.
Well, the thing of it is, and I think the thing people need to be paying attention to is that these liberals, anti-gunners, are going out and frigging buying these weapons. Absolutely, they have no training whatsoever. And, they will definitely become a danger to the people who know what the hell they're doing.
Right. I mean, people are seeing right through the bullshit. I mean, you know, but it's unbelievable. Like you said, Russell, I mean, more shit, more bullshit. I mean, every day it's something different, you know? It's like, are we like in between Twilight Zone and a black hole something, or did a time ripple effect take place or what?
You know what it is, Joseph? It's like we talked about. We're watching this, what was a low-intensity conflict. We are absolutely watching it expand into a full domestic conflict. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're not far away from blood running in the streets.
I'd say by the end of the month or towards the middle of the month, what do you think? That's when it's all going to be full-scale. I'm gonna say middle of July. We're gonna see it fully open.
I think that's such a hard thing to call. I think they're gonna fund these people enough to keep everything up, everybody agitated, and I think they're gonna try to use these fuckers to intimidate people to keep them away from the polls. That's what I see happening. Now,
exactly. That's part of it, too.
after the election, regardless of who wins, that's when the shit's going to hit the fan. Unless you're right there before the election, it gets to looking so damn bad for them that, you know, they have to do another do or die frontal assault and try to actually, you know, overthrow our government and our president.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're doing now. That's what they're
trying to pull. We're still on a very, very low scale into things.
Yeah. But look at the ingredients for the formula. Let me speak in formula language. I mean, look at all this stuff that's adding up to it. And that's why I'm saying probably middle of July, we're going to see it full scale.
Maybe August.
But we're going to see it's going to start around then.
I don't see it happening that quick. Personally, I don't. But, you know, you never know, especially, and this is definitely concerned. I've seen some warnings that were sent out, but I don't put much stock in it because nowadays any of that kind of shit can be photoshopped and stuff like that. But it was regarding Gettysburg. Where's Gettysburg at? Mississippi? Missouri? Mississippi. Okay.
Philadelphia, yep. I believe. Gettysburg. I believe Philadelphia. I could be wrong. I have to go back and look at my history on that. But I think it could be Philadelphia.
Well, Philadelphia is a town, not a state.
Yeah. Maybe you could be right. It could be Mississippi. Where the hell is Virgil at when we need him?
But anyway, whatever state it's in, supposedly BLM's been there setting off fireworks and stuff like that. I mean, we're talking about professional grade stuff that's loud and stuff, totally conditioning people to that sound. And and apparently on July the 4th, and this is where it gets too stupid to believe, okay? BLM is supposed to have 30,000 protesters coming in there that are going to
I heard that same thing.
Whatever statues there, what is it, Lincoln statue at Gettysburg, and then white people killing rampage. I heard about.
I think me and Carmelita was talking about that too this morning, and everything. Yeah, this is insane, and you know, but
I mean, I don't put much stock in it because I mean that, and the people go, well, da da da, they get da da da. You know, but people, you got to understand, an action like that would bring the full force of the American people down on them, and they would it would just openly start a wide open civil war, and I don't think they're ready for that yet. I don't think they want that. So, okay, I'm really
right.
Not.
You never know. You never know with these stupid idiots. I mean, the corrupt they're not finished with this yet, brother. I mean, they'll burn us down. They'll destroy the United States rather than lose. You talked about it.
You know,
and
if the United States is, they win, whether they win the election, and if they destroy the American economy, they win, because then these same deep state players are going to be screaming for the UN to come in, okay?
Yep.
Now, you can take every American military guy we have, and you won't even be able to control the major cities, all right? You can bring the UN and their troops in, and you're not going to be able to control the major cities. They're going to have to bring troops in from somewhere, all right? China? China's in bed with the UN big time. I don't know. I'm guessing it's that. But that
Japan?
Would be my guess. So let me tell you where we're at, America. If this starts, now people are going, oh, my God, oh, my God. Don't fucking do that, all right? Think about it. there's over, I forget, 350 million weapons in the United States. Okay? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, if you had, we got 330 million people here in the U.S., okay? So if 10 million people stood and fought, you would be 10 times bigger than the largest army in the world, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The sheer numbers would overrun them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly why the Japanese never invaded the U.S. mainland. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Japanese leaders, and I don't know who it was, and this is a paraphrased quote, but they said, there will be a gun behind every blade of grass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're going to have here in America. People, we got this. That don't mean it ain't going to be ugly. That don't mean people mm-hmm. aren't going to die. That don't mean people aren't going to starve to death. That don't mean there's
mm-hmm.
not going to be mass chaos. That doesn't mean you'll not only be fighting the enemy, but you'll be fighting your fellow Americans who did nothing to prepare for this and believe that
mm-hmm.
God was going to come whisk them away before anything bad happened.
Right.
So,
I get so tired of hearing about that, Russell. It's like, you know, because even my pastor says the same thing. It's not going to happen the way everybody thinks it's going to happen.
Yep.
You said it.
You know.
Virgil said it. He said it. I mean, you know, don't get you guys' hopes up because you all going to see, you're going to see horrible things before that happens.
I mean, you know, it just drives
it's in there.
Well, you know, it drives me nuts because you've got these so-called Christian leaders, right, who are more
mm-hmm.
worried about keeping their tax-exempt status and keeping the government happy than they are about teaching truth.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
And the Bible says right there, you will be persecuted my name. Not, well, you know, the
mm-hmm.
people in Africa are going to be persecuted. The people in the Middle East are going to be persecuted. But
we're
you Americans, are good. Y'all don't have to worry about being persecuted. And no, we aren't being persecuted.
Yep. We're being persecuted right this minute.
Say that. We are not being persecuted. Now, we have people over there calling us names, doing
mm-hmm.
everything they can to bring down everything we believe in. Yes, that's true, but that is not persecution. Persecution
right.
is when they come burn your homes. They set you on fire. They hang you from fucking street lamps. The shit
mm-hmm.
they just got through doing, the stuff they're still doing in South Africa.
Zimbabwe, they'll make you get on your hands
like
and knees and denounce, try to save you. Yep, and here's what they're doing, too, in those places. They pit you on your hands and knees and say, if you don't denounce God, we're going to blow your brains out right here. That's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you're going to see a lot of these big Christians who sit there on their pompous fucking thrones and shake their fingers at us and tell us how ungodly we are. And see them going, God, who?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just like
Paul, deny him.
So,
and
you know,
I tell you, it's a shame, but that's exactly the way it's going to happen.
And I hate being negative, and you know, and you can call me a racist all day long. You can call me a crayon eating son of a bitch. You can call me what. You can call me whatever you want to all day long. But what I
right.
the one thing I really hate being called is a fear monger. Because, ladies
right.
and gentlemen, this isn't fear mongering.
We're telling the truth.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I had somebody chew my ass out the other day, Russell. Somebody chewed my ass out the other day saying, you're fear mongering. You need to stop that. I was like, what? Spreading the truth? That's what we do.
Yeah,
we're
well,
not fear-mongering.
Well,
we're trying
you know,
to prepare
and,
you.
And, Well, these are the people that are in denial. They see this stuff going on TV, and they read this, and, oh, they're posting this stuff about, you know, people being assaulted, da-da-da, and all this, and they're sitting there going, but President Trump is going to save us. Ladies and
Don't
gentlemen.
Don't count on one man, guys. Oh, God. Yeah, I hate that too, man. Even the Christian, everybody says the same thing. He's just one man. He's not going to be the one to save you. You got to save yourselves.
Yes, that's it. He's the man we want leading us through this,
without
a doubt. But let me tell you, you're going to have to stand and fight for you. You're going to have to stand and fight for him. You're going to have to stand and fight for your country. Nobody's going to do it for you this time. All right? Nobody is going to do it for you this time. It is on you. Personally, and quit denying it. Open your eyes, see what's going on in front of you, and accept it for what it is, because nobody's going to sprinkle a little fairy dust and whisk your ass away before any of this shit happens.
All right. Not even a unicorn is going to save you like these liberals believe. They believe in unicorns. You know? But that's true, Russell. I mean, you told the truth right there. I mean, like I said, my pastor, I love my pastor. I belong to an independent, you know, fundamental Baptist church. They're not connected to any way with the government. They don't follow anything with the government. My pastor preaches about the Second Amendment. He preaches about hell, and he preaches the same way that I'm talking, you know. Stop believing that you're going to be raptured really quick. You know, that's not how it's going to happen. He'll tell you that to your face. You know. Russell told the truth exactly the way that he described the rapture. That's how it's going to happen.
You know. to get off of that, but to get back to our point today, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, and don't take it from one. I tell you what, if you want some good, straight, unbiased news, there's absolutely only one place to go for it in America now. And most of these cable companies won't carry it. On some, you can subscribe to it. And I would strongly suggest you do. It's OANN, One America News Network. And these guys are practicing old-time journalism. There's good. You're not going to see the violence going on our streets in the mainstream media because they don't want you seeing that. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Caller. the UK, damn it. There's several good papers in the UK that covers this. You know, you've got to go somewhere else. If you're sitting there flipping through ABC and NBC and
listen to people like us
and Fox and all those people, you're not going to see
right.
it. You're not going to see it. They're not giving you the truth.
Or
all
listen
right?
to broadcasters like us, like Chrisha Hughes, like Will Johnson, like Alex, not going to say Alex Jones, but Dan Bogarty, you know, people like all of us, we get our information from places like what Russell said, you know, and everything. And once in a great while, we might let something slip through, you know, and we get called out on it, but when it happens, we correct it. But that's the one thing we will never do on the show is spread false information, you know,
right.
and everything. So, but you know, and people do turn to our shows, you know, and they're like they thank us. They do thank us for giving that information out there, because people learn from us, and we learn from other people. So, and that's how we get the information out there. So, like Russell said. Like Russell said, that one show, I've heard of that show, but I can't get it. So, you know.
That's because all the major news networks, inclusive of Fox, are trying to keep them buried. Those guys are absolutely awesome. And they don't give you their opinion. They give you the story, the factual story, both sides of it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's no kid. They're not supporting Trump. They're not supporting Biden. They're not BLM supporters. They don't have any of these big topics.
In other words,
every night, you know,
right? So. But so, in other words, they're not politically correct. Yeah, they don't give a F like we do, like, you know, like us. They just tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, you know.
And journalism in America is trying to make a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. So there is a little hope there. And don't misunderstand what we're saying here, okay? We're not. Like we said earlier, we're not trying to fear monger. We're not doom and gloom. But this is the next step to get to where we're going to restore our country. Okay? If anyone who isn't in denial, who's watching what's going on, there's no other way to get there from here, all right? They made it impossible. The left, the deep state, and their minions, and their international supporting entities that are funding all this, they're not going to quit. So we're here.
Even the Republicans are siding, you know, I'm sorry to say this, everybody, but they're siding with the deep state.
Of course they are, you know.
Poor Lucretia, brother, she's been getting attacked by them hardcore. And she, you know, and she was like, oh, my God. She like, bring it on, you know, and everything. So, I mean, because, you know, she was running for governor. She's running for governor. She's, and her show is like our show and everything. But she has more connections than we do. So they're attacking her like you cannot believe.
I wouldn't do that. As far as they're concerned, if you're black and a conservative, you are just as evil as the white man. You know,
right.
So they're gonna hate.
Hey, I'm brown. I'm a brown skinned Mexican, and I've been called way worse than that for supporting Trump.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck what Mexican think.
And I don't give a fuck.
You know,
you see me with people attacking me, man.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, right there, that little exchange right there is the way America was supposed to be. All right?
Mm-hmm.
During the time I grew up, Joseph and Virgil and stuff like that, there wasn't none of this racism. Now, we picked on each other. We made fun of each other and stuff like that. But we laughed at it, man.
We know when it's sarcasm and a joke, you know. And I'll be honest with you, Russell. When I was 7 years old, lived in Atlanta, Georgia, we want to talk about race wars back in those days? Imagine being 7 years old and called a stick, a wetback, being spit on. You know, I remember all that. Georgia was the worst.
Yes.
Georgia and Oklahoma.
Well, Georgia was big time. It has always been a big time Democrat stronghold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was around when, you know, the real race riots were going on, you know. I witnessed, a lot of us witnessed a lot of that shit. So that's why we laugh at Black Lives Matter and all this.
My point is that we got beyond that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got beyond that. It was funny. Race didn't matter. Nobody gave a fuck what color you were or whatever. I mean, you know, And look at the stuff that was made during that time period. You know, Blazing Saddles. everybody thought that was the funniest shit that ever happened. I don't care what color you were, you know.
You're right.
You know, Eddie Murphy, oh my God, Richard Pryor, Ovad Fox, all those guys, man, you know. We good-naturedly laugh at each other, you know, and poke fun and stuff like that. And nobody got offended. Nobody got hurt. Nobody wanted to kill each other, you know. And you know, people, come on, man. I mean, you know, you can't go through life being offended by everything, okay? It just doesn't work.
Right. The only thing that offends me is Obama statue. That's the only thing that offends me.
Yeah.
I had to put it after.
The only thing that really offends me is the Costco brand toilet paper. Okay?
That stuff isn't
very strong, and you're liable to end up with a shitty finger. But that being said, we can move on.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I remember growing up in those days, and man, I mean, you talk about racism back then, nothing compared to what it is now. And I sit there and I laugh. I mean, like, even Lucretia and some of our friends are like, do they even know what racism means? I go, well, guess not.
Yeah.
You know, we laugh.
Yeah.
We laugh about it.
Oh, yeah. You got to be able to laugh about it.
So,
and that's what it is, you know. And, you know, and people like to deny this, but none of this shit went on until friggin' Obama come into office.
Mm-hmm.
There was no war on the police. There was no BLM. There was no Antifa. And Obama stood right there in his speeches while he was president and, you know, said, oh, well, we need a civilian army and da-da-da-da and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's truly the
Manchurian.
Well, let me finish. He is truly the Manchurian candidate at that time. And you say, well, you know, Democrats, no. The FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, and Democrats and Republicans alike had to sign off on him being a candidate as far as the legality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's been 97 different pages of evidence come out that that's not. Have you heard one of them speak up? Have you heard one Republican senator say a word about this so-called leaked Russian putting bounty on our soldiers thing? Have you heard one Republican come to the president's defense?
One or two, that's about it.
You know, Mitch McConnell and all them are MIA, man. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you just call me what you want to call me, all right? But I'm not proclaiming gloom and doom, and I'm not trying to fear monger. But ladies and gentlemen,
you
damn
conspiracy theorist.
You better wake the fuck up, because this is going to get very ugly, all right?
Yep.
Before it gets any better. And we've told you, and we've warned you, and, you know, and I said, oh, we're digital warriors. Well, I'll tell you what, you better be a little more than a digital warrior. Now, don't get me wrong. You people do a great job. I love each and every one of you, you know. But that motherfucking keyboard is not going to stop anybody from coming through your door. That pistol and box of bullets that you have, Second Amendment. That's not going to stop 10, 12, 15 people from coming through your door when they decide to ransack your house and take your children. I mean, and like I said, Joseph, every day there's more and more reports of the violence. Am I wrong?
You're spot on. I mean, look where we're going. That's why, do you think they want to abolish the police? They want to do all these criminal acts. Because they think you can't protect yourselves.
Yep.
They let all them prisoners loose during this COVID, during this virus the pandemic. What do you think all these hardcore criminals got turned loose? That's their private army.
Yep, exactly. Exactly 100% correct, man. And, you know, you've got to quit denying that this is happening, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Please be honest for the love of your families, for the protection of your family, your children, your grandchildren, whatever the case may be. And in my case, it's my dogs. But
my case, it's my granddaughters. You know, my granddaughter, new grandbaby that's coming. What future are they going to have?
The U.S. government, President Trump, could put every fucking troop we have on the ground, and it's not going to be enough to even control the city.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds, we're talking about major cities. All these other towns, it's going to be open season. They're going to take what they want. And ladies and gentlemen,
hey, look what they did at Chops and Chaz, man. They took that over like very easily. If they could do that, think of what they could do to your little towns.
You know, I don't give a fuck about Chaz or anything like that.
I was just
talking about large. We're talking about these right-sized groups. 3, 4, 5,000
I was just using that as a small example. You know, if they could do that,
police departments aren't going to be able to handle that volume of people. And they're not going to die. They're going to throw down their shit and backpedal. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, if you can't defend yourself, there's going to be horrible things happen. That's all I got to say. We can talk about something else if you want to.
Right. No, I agree with you. I see it coming. I mean, you know, you see it, I see it, and everything. And the formula is there for it. That's what I'm saying. About July, mid-July, or probably around August, you're going to see the whole fucking thing come down.
It's not looking good, Joe. It's not looking good, brother.
Nope.
It's really not.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's why I stay home a lot, man. If I ain't working, I'm here at the house. You know?
It just breaks my heart it sincerely breaks my heart that people believe that somebody's going to come save them. And, ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry ain't coming.
Yeah, that's right. So we're left hanging and holding the bag, man. So basically.
Yep. You know,
because they don't want nobody to hurt those protesters. Oh my gosh, there's somebody pointing a gun at them. They were burning buildings down and somebody attacked them. What the fuck? Come on, everybody.
This is what's going on. I don't give a shit about that, Joseph. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be judged by 12 before I'm carried by 6.
Right.
And I'm not afraid of it.
I'm not either, brother. I mean, you know, people are like, well, aren't you scared? I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm a little scared, but you know what? You got to get out there and do what you got to do, even when you're scared. But I'm prepared. Well, you know, we were prepared when I first joined the military, even though it was short-lived in there because of my accident, but I took that oath, you know. And I live by that oath till this day. I know you do. I know Virgil does. You know, they prepare you for death.
Yep.
That's, you know, I'm not afraid to die.
No, as a matter of fact, right now, it's fucking be probably a little bit of a relief, but.
Right.
Oh, my God, that's a horrible thing to say.
I know, but it's the truth. you know. But, you know, but, yeah, it's going to take, like you said last night, man, it's going to take us older generations to save the younger generation.
Well, the thing of it is, and the way I look at it, is this. The worst.
Are you there?
Yeah, I was just taking a minute to think there. I think the worst part of the scenario that's coming is all these people that have been blind and, oh, they're going to protect us and, oh, love unicorns and fucking God will whisk us away before anything bad happens and it's y'all's job to protect us because we're Christians and we put on God's armor every day, so somebody's going to come save us. And it's going to be the people like that are going to be the hardest hit, that are going to lose the most lives, and are going to be the most dangerous. Okay?
Yep.
Because they have not heeded any warnings. You know, they haven't even followed the Bible. You know, Jesus Christ himself said, "He who has not a sword, let him sell his cloak and buy one."
Yep.
When Jesus' disciples went anywhere, do you think they walked down those roads unarmed? No. They had swords. You know, read your Bible. It's in there. I want to say it's the book of Matthew. I'm not positive. I'll do a little digging to check that out. But, you know, Paul said, you know, we have but three swords. Jesus said, you know, that'll be enough. You know, so they didn't go anywhere unarmed. They would, you know. Jesus wouldn't go, you know, God would just like sweep down here and slap these motherfuckers off the, you know, flat earth or whatever, you know. You know, the Bible says right there, you know, don't tempt the Lord your God, right? You know, I mean, you can have a great relationship, you know, and you have a great relationship with God and all that kind of stuff. But if you walk up on top of a building and go, hey, watch this, man. I got the armor of God on. I'm going to jump off this building and God's going to catch me before I hit the ground. Well, guess what, man? You know, that doesn't cover you doing stupid shit. All
right?
right.
Well, hey, I could get, well, we got Carmelita on, so we'll let her talk here in a little bit. I could tell you some humdingers, you know, when I was getting close to God and the way I am now. Well, you know, when you're getting close to God, you know, because he'll pull practical jokes on you. I mean, he'll come and he'll even wake you up early in the morning to tell you a joke.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, I mean, I could tell you some things, you know, that even my pastor and my friend, you know, they're like, they were amused by some of the things that was going on. I mean, I've had some humdinger jokes pulled on me, you know.
He did tell me.
I think I told you guys this one, but he did tell me a good blonde joke.
Oh my God! God told you a blonde joke.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good one too.
Oh my God.
Well, I will promise you that God has a sense of humor because I know.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely have no doubt that some days when I roll out of bed, God goes, oh, shit, look, Russell's out there. Hold my beard and watch this.
Right. Well, you want to hear the blonde joke, Carmelita?
Yeah, I do because I'm a brunette, so go for it.
All right. Well, here's the scenery. This is how it was described. You know, in heaven, there's 52 steps that leads up to the pearly gates, right? Well,
right.
God has his throne sitting there, and he's got the archangel sitting there at the gate and everything. Well, down at the bottom, he said there was a brunette and a redhead and a blonde, and they all died a horrible death and everything. So he said they were waiting down there, and he said, he kind of grinned and looked at the archangel and says, "I'm going to go down there and greet him." He says, "I'll be right back." So he walks down and everything and talks to him and stuff. He says, "Now," he says, "there's only one way you can get into my kingdom." He goes, "If I tell you a joke, you can't laugh. And if you laugh, I have to take you down to the other place." So he goes up to, "Do you understand?" And the ladies were like, "Yeah, we understand." So he goes to the brunette, whispers in her ear, and tells her the joke. He goes, "Now you wait here, and I'm going to go up. And we'll see if you make it up to make it all the way up." So he gets up there and motions her up to, you know, where he was at on his throne. Well, she starts walking up, makes it to 22 steps, and blesses the gut, you know, busting out, like, snorting and laughing and everything else. God got a little bit angry. So he goes down. He goes, "Yeah," he says, "you disappointed me. I told you not to laugh." She goes, "I couldn't help it." She goes, "That was the most funniest joke I ever heard." So, you know, so he leads her back down at the bottom, goes to the redhead. He goes, whispers in her ear, tells her the joke. He says, "You wait here." So he goes up, motions her to come up. She walks all the way up, gets up step 45. Busses the gut, starts out laughing and everything, and God got a little angry and said, "Man, I don't know." So he goes, he tells her, "So now I have to take you to hell because you laughed at my joke." But she goes, "But that was so funny." And she says, so he leads her back down. And he was so mad he forgot about the blonde, so he just walks up, sits down, and the blonde walks up, makes it all the way to the top of the steps. Now, she sits there and busts the gut and starts laughing, and God was, like, a little confused, you know. He goes, "What are you laughing about? I never told you the joke." She goes, "Yeah, I know." She goes, "I bet you I'm the first one that ever made it to heaven."
Oh, my God. Hey, where's Virgil been, by the way, guys?
I don't know. I think he's on the road, I do believe. So. But that was the joke that was told to me by God himself.
I think God has been God's just testing me. That's what he does. He tests me.
Oh, he will. He'll test you.
Oh, he does. He tests me. I tell everybody all the time. People are always saying to me, I mean, honestly, it's like, you know, I mean, you know my situation, William. It's like this June 20th would have been my son's birthday. So it's kind of like I just sat in my room and I cried. And it was like, you know, like 1 year might go by and I won't cry. And then 1 year goes by and I just bawl like a baby. But it's kind of like, I'll be honest with you, I have a lot of faith. I'm telling you right now, I know things look grim. I got that. I do. I got that more than anything in the world. And, you know, but I have faith that things are going to they're going to turn around. It's going to take a fight. It's going to take a fight. Mm-hmm. I promise you it's going to take a fight. But the thing is, if I can get through, and I tell a lot of folks this, and get through burying my 19-year-old son, you know, I mean, when the military sent, I had to wait for the military to send him home. Then I had to ID my brother because when they robbed him, you know, I mean, they took his truck, his ID, everything. So, you know, they had him as a John Doe. And then I lost another young man I raised, and then another young man I raised. I buried them too. And then I lost my baby girl 3.5 years ago. I lost my mom before her. And I'm like, you know what? Everybody's saying, how are you still here? And I said, you know what? I see more ugly in this world than anything else. I said, if I can bring just a little bit of hope, just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I said, that's all that makes a difference. I said, as long as God gives me the means to help others, I'm going to do what I can.
Yeah, that's right. And God puts us in those situations to prepare us for the ugliness that's coming.
It's a test.
It's called trials. It's called trials. We call it trials.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Well, I hope and pray I'm passing his trials because I'll tell you what. Oh, my God.
You'll know.
Today,
you'll know.
You guys would
you'll
have
know.
Had a heart attack. Today,
you'll
I went
know.
In
Once
my daughter.
Once she starts practical jokes on you, you'll know.
Well, my daughter had an MRI today, right? She had an MRI. She had to take her piercings out. So she couldn't get her one piercing in. So me, like an idiot, I said, well, look, just call one of the tattoo piercing places and see if they'll do it. They only charge $5, no problem. Holy shit, guys. If you would have been there and you would have got that shit on video, you would have died. Me and this chick, we were going at it. I mean, going at it. And I kid you, it was bad. It was. No, I did not swing. I didn't. Honest to God. She was titty high, okay? I swear. She must have been tit high on me. And I'm like, look, I'm like this little chick. I swear. Did I want to bang her? Oh, in a heartbeat. I want to lay her ass out flat. You know, she was a little tattoo artist. But see, I don't have to wear, the thing is, you have to understand something. There are exemptions for wearing the mask, right? Now, I was kind enough just to put it over my mouth, but I wasn't putting that damn thing over my nose. And she said something to me. I said, excuse me, it's not going to happen. She says, I told you to put, first of all, you ain't fucking telling me nothing. When you say, I told you, I'm not in the military anymore. I don't take orders, sweetheart. I sure shit ain't going to listen to your little 26-year-old looking ass. So, you know, I had my body cam. I've had my body cam on me anyway. Now, my daughter, keep in mind, this little chick and her tattoo buddies at the tattoo shop didn't know my daughter was in my vehicle down below. Okay? Now, my daughter's 6'1". She's 6'1", about 198 pounds. Clocks your ass, you're going down. Well, the thing is, I was being decent. I turned around. I went to walk away. This little bitch is, like, on my ass, like, on my ass. And when you're on my ass that way, then I turn around, and I'm, like, in her face, right?
Right.
And I spoke my piece. I didn't put my hands on her because I was like, there's way too many cameras around for that shit. Plus, I had a camera on me. So that would have been incriminating. But then all of a sudden, my daughter must have looked up. I kid you not, my daughter looked up. My daughter says, bitch, out of nowhere, okay? She goes, bitch, you better get off my mother's ass. As a matter of fact, why don't you bring your ass down here in that parking lot, in this parking lot, so I can beat the shit out your ass. Get off my mother's ass like that, bitch. I'm like, oh, damn. I said, Erica, okay. She says, hell no. And that little girl says, are you threatening me? And my daughter says, come on down here in this parking lot. I'll show you what a threat is. I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm like, damn.
I said,
you know what it is? I said, there's a lot of anger right now going on. This whole COVID shit's got people all riled up. Everybody just wants to swing it. Yeah, they want to swing a ding ding. You know, it's like shit. I just went in because I wanted a damn piercing for my daughter's face. And I was like, and I had to deal with a little unicorn, and that little fucker, I don't know what he was. I think he was a girl. Well, he might have been a boy. I don't know. My daughter asked me what it was, and I told her I didn't know what it was. And she goes, well, what's the thing with those big things in its ears? I said, I think it's a dude. I don't know. I said, I asked him for piercings, and then he comes back to me, right? And then he says to me, well, what size gauge do you want? So I take my mask down just to point at my piercing. He goes, oh, no. You got to keep that over your nose. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now, dude? Seriously?
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm telling you, dude. I don't care what people do behind their bedroom door. I don't care, okay? If you know, what you do behind your closed door, that's your business. But, you know, my thing is, don't put that shit out there. You want French kids? Get the fuck away from me. I was not from that era, I guess. I guess these little progressives out there. And then I'm paying attention to what's going on in all these races and everything. I'm sure you're aware that, you know, Hickenlooper's campaign, you know, they're trying to say, they're going after the seat up there in Colorado because Colorado's been running blue, whatever. And then, McGrath, she barely made it. She did make it, okay, up against Booker. And Booker was running on all this bullshit that's going on, this racial division and everything. I'm telling you guys, all this shit that's going on, man, has a lot to do with all these fucking elections. They are doing everything to get these little progressives in there, and they're going on the race card because that's the only fucking thing they got to go on. But you know what pisses me off?
They have no platform they're working on.
Yeah, but why is it always the people of color? What about us Latinas? What about the Asians? What about the Mexicans? What about the Puerto Ricans? What about the Salvadorca? What about the Peruvians? I mean, hell, man, if we're going to divide, let's fucking divide.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck all y'all. What about the white
people? Okay, we're all. What about the white people?
Hey,
is white a color?
You know, there's
is white a color, Russell?
There is a lesson to be learned from this, okay? And it's a very simple lesson, and it's something that I've thoroughly learned to enjoy as I went through life. And the more I chronically advance, the more I like it. And there's just one thing that everybody needs to remember, and I'm going to share this with you, and I want you to take it, and I want you to place it in your heart and live by it, okay?
Okay.
Some people are like slinkies. They're not good for nothing, okay? But they're still pretty strong to the face when you push them down a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was that again? Zuckerberg like slinkies.
Yeah, I mean, some people are like slinkies, you know. They're not good for nothing. But they still bring a smile to your face when you push them down a flight of stairs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. I would love to push him down a flight of stairs. Hey, did you hear, though,
right,
what they're doing? They're trying really hard because let me tell you what, all that bullshit going on Facebook, what they're trying to do with Facebook, I'm telling you right now, they are trying to make that a progressive website, and that is what we don't need. We don't want that shit because let me tell you what, if he had that shit, they're going to be pushing that shit out. Paula is actually building up and everything, but I mean, it's got to play a catch-up thing, but I'm telling you right now, Trump has to do, I think he needs to address the American people. He needs to fucking address them to the point like, hey, you know, I understand he's doing executive orders. I got that. But he has got to reach out to the people right now. He seriously does.
Yeah.
Because these little fuck faces out there that are going around still rioting, looting, and beating up on people and everything, I'm telling you, come July 4th, I bet you guys. I'm betting you. Okay, you know what? Fuck the chicken dinner. Okay? Fuck the chicken dinner. This is what I'm betting. Okay? I will bet you guys. Let's see. I don't know what. Well, Russell likes beer. I can't buy him a bar. And then again, like them damn chicken fried chicken. Yeah,
yep.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Yep.
I ain't never had that before in my life, but I don't think I have. I might have. I don't know. What is that?
Chicken fried.
What is that?
Oh God, that's the best. That's the best meal there is anywhere.
Okay. This is what I'll bet you. I'll bet you that this weekend is one of the deadliest weekends that we have ever witnessed in all the past 4th of Julys.
I would have to agree because
from the last 5 years. But what I'll bet you. I will send you a gift card to wherever this fucking chicken dinner thing is, William, if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I will send, okay, what does Russell drink? What's he drink?
Whiskey.
No shit, what kind of whiskey? You got to be the expensive little whore, wouldn't you?
Witherspoon.
Who?
Witherspoon.
And who's
Witherspoon,
that?
Witherspoon whiskey. Oh, God.
Yeah,
okay, why? Look, I know Jack.
He's not a drinker, Russell.
I am a drinker, but Jack's my buddy. Jack is my friend. Jack.
Okay, well, I'll take Jack Daniels. I'll take Jack Daniels. I got no problem with Jack Daniels.
Okay, because I got an 8-liter of Jack Daniels. So.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, it hasn't even been open, Russell. I got an 8-liter Jack Daniels. I got a bottle. Dude. Remember I told you my friend passed away, William. She left me all that liquor and shit. I got liquor all the way back to 1934. You know, when you open that bitch up, you're going to be like, hey, yeah. So
damn,
that's one.
That's probably worth some bucks.
I don't give a shit about that. We're going to open that bitch up. That one, I will personally come down there and we'll all take a shot if we can get
right
through all this shit with this election.
Okay.
Right. I have to agree with you because...
Hey, I'm gonna have to break off. I gotta work tomorrow, and I got things I gotta do. So I love you guys, man. Keep your panels dry. And seriously, that is one of the best life hacks ever. Take my little thing there to heart, and just remember that people. It'll just like the slinky, shoving some of these assholes down the flight of stairs will put a smile on your face. Gunny out.
All I didn't realize that time flew, you know. So we'll be back here Thursday night, and Carmen will call me here in a little bit and everything. But anyhow, we'll be back Thursday night, so you all be careful and be safe and have a good weekend and everything. So we'll see what happens between now and Thursday. Good night, everybody.
Shit. A lot of shit's going to happen. A lot of shit.
Right.
I'll play Riders of the Storm. Good night, everybody.
Good night.